I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We are at episode number 62. And as always, I'd like to do a little recap of last week's episode. So this is a continuation of last week's episode. Have you gotten to a place where everything is coming at you at once? You know, from the left of you, from the right of you, and just from all angles of your life, and you just don't really know which path to take? Well, that's what was happening to me. As you know, everything up to this point was going perfect, the perfect job, roommate, and all of this stuff until I was hit with a big, big, big statement, which kind of changed the trajectory of my life and, you know, what was going amazingly and, you know, sturdy and just was, you know, on a solid ground, all of a sudden began to crumble. Well, it felt like it did. And, you know, I was hit with the words, I want to move back home. And so it kind of just threw me off into this limbo in my mind and in my world. And I kind of didn't really know which way to go. And this kind of helps me transition into my next episode. And in this moment, when you don't know which way to go, this is really a defining moment for you and for me and for anyone who's watching are listening, actually. But this really is a defining moment to see if you learn from the lesson that you may not have learned from in the past. And as you know, in the past where I continued to go after and relive the patterns that I was kind of going through all of my life, you know, by bringing certain people back into my life, knowing the outcome by doing this or, you know, just bringing old patterns back into play when I knew of the outcome. And so this was the test once again. Have you been in a place where you were tested? Just to see if you kind of learned from a mistake that you had in the past or learned from a situation or grew from a situation. Is this your life right now? Has this been your life in the past? Will this be your situation next week, maybe next year? You know, all of us go through this, have been through this, and will go through it. But it's up to us to see if we are able to move past it. And so, like I said, I was hit with the test. And, you know, I had to choose, will I go back to what I knew, which before what I would do when I was told to, you know, find, you know, another place, not necessarily in those harsh terms, but, you know, given a 30-day notice or, you know, another job or whatever the case is, typically, and last time for when I was searching for another roommate, I went in automatic process mode, I guess you can say, and I started to look for roommates. And I didn't necessarily know which way to go, but I just continued to look for roommates, knowing that, not really knowing anything, because I was, you know, up in a confusion bubble, if that's a possible scenario. And I just didn't know where to go. So I just kind of latched on to that, even though in my heart, I kind of felt like God was kind of pointing me in the direction of moving back home. And I definitely did not want to hear those words. I despised it. And so I just went into the normal routine of just going into searching and searching and searching and searching to find another roommate. And so I ended up meeting up with a lady after, you know, a couple weeks of searching, and she was Jamaican, and she lived in like Glendale area, which would have been close to the school that I was considering, even though technically at first I was considering a school in Santa Monica, which would have been like crazy far. But, you know, I thought that, you know, possibly since this was like one of the only opportunities that I had where they answered and it seemed like an okay space. And so I went to meet up with her, and honestly, the place seemed a little bit, the surrounding area didn't really seem that exciting. I would have, you know, the inside was like very clean and stuff. And it just didn't really seem as safe. And I just would have, I felt like I was kind of just accepting anything so that I didn't have to move back home. And so, you know, she basically told me that she would reach back out to me. And so I kind of waited a couple weeks, or it might have been like 2 weeks. And so I waited and waited. And, you know, just all this time, I was just continuing to go to work and to do all this stuff. And she finally gives me a call, and she basically tells me that, you know, she wants to go with another person. And again, I found myself in shambles because I didn't know what to do, what I was going to do, because literally, you know, I had to move within that month. And she was going to move, I think she was going to move like in 2 months or something like that. But for me, school was about to start, so I needed to be situated in a place and just ready to go. And I didn't want to have to kind of move a month into school starting and just having all this chaos around me, especially with this new chapter of going to school and just learning all this new stuff that I wasn't necessarily used to. And I just didn't want to have the extra stress. So here I was again, just trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I definitely did not want to move back home. Have you been in this situation before? I know I probably asked you this multiple times, but have you been in this situation before? And what did you do to like help yourself stay motivated and not kind of fall victim to the situation, to confusion, to just feeling hopeless? What did you do? What was your outcome? And how did you push past it? I'm going to give you guys a few moments to kind of think and maybe even relive a situation that you've had in the past that that you've experienced. Okay, so I was hopeless. Yes, I had this perfect roommate that, you know, we got along so well. She encouraged me and, you know, was just very fond of me, and I was very fond of her and uplifted her, and, you know, we became friends. And here I was just in a position where everything was falling apart. And of course, I couldn't blame her because, yes, maybe I could have wanted to, or maybe wanted to, but I knew that if it were me, I would want somebody to be encouraging and, you know, want to motivate me because I'm doing something for me. And at the end of the day, I was doing something for myself. And if the situation was flipped, I would want somebody to also encourage me, because for once I was standing up for what I believed in and I wasn't going to stay complacent. So everything pretty much in the household was going smoothly until all of a sudden we started getting an infestation of like different little insects. And literally, I wanted to just move out. I was like, I've been here this entire year and this never happened before. And so it was just, it just felt like it was everywhere. She had, my roommate had, you know, had a nail in the wall. And so she took it out to replace it. And she seen like a little insect come out of the wall. It was pretty crazy. And I know that sounds pretty disgusting, but that was my reality towards the end. And it kind of really promoted me and pushed me to kind of move out quickly. And so literally I started to baggage my things. I wrapped it up. I didn't want, you know, anything to get on it. And so even though I could have been like overly precautious, but you know, I always just wanted to get out of there. Like I lived in the suburbs, so I didn't really necessarily have to deal with that. And that was one of the biggest things that I did not want when moving out to Los Angeles and even Burbank. I said to the people that, you know, I wanted to make sure they didn't have bugs and all of that stuff. And so the other place, they definitely didn't either. I think I might have seen one spider once, but that was the biggest thing. Like I never wanted to see any insect. And it just makes me just scratch. Like that's the best way to describe it. But it just makes me feel like just, I don't know, the best word is icky, I guess. And just, I don't know. But I just needed to get out of there and quickly. And that really helped me make my decision. And, you know, school was starting and, you know, I was kind of forced. My decision was forced upon me. And it was okay because I needed to just get away. So I literally packed my things and I started school probably like that week. And then I was packing as well. That might have been like the last day. I was packing up the last bit and I borrowed my parents' car because they have a truck. And I pretty much loaded everything that couldn't fit in my car that time that I had loaded it the first time. And this second load for the bigger things, I loaded it in my car and or their car. And yeah, that's how that season ended. And it was pretty abrupt and it definitely didn't end the way that I expected it to. And it happened so quickly. But that's how that season ended. And sometimes you won't have a chance to really think about it because everything is happening so quickly. And even if you do have a chance to think about it and you're trying to kind of go in the other direction, sometimes things occur, especially if you're meant to go in this direction over here. Some things occur so that you can actually start moving towards a direction of purpose, moving towards a direction that God wants and has for you, so that that door that you're leaving can be closed and that you can finally start this new chapter. And again, hopefully not bring in some of the things that you were supposed to leave. So in this season, can you think of an experience or a decision that you need to make even at this moment that you know in your heart that you need to, or at least God is telling you in your heart that you need to go right, but you're kind of feeling antsy and you really want to go left because it just seems so much better for you? Can you think of a situation or even a situation right now that you need to make a decision for? And with knowing the decision and the options, maybe even think of, make a list actually, make a list of the reasons why you need to make the first option. And then secondly, make a list of why you think you should make the second option. The second option being the option that you know to be true. You know that God is placing on your heart to be the way to go, even though it's not necessarily the way that you would like to. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of moments to kind of think about that, and then I'm going to get back on. Option one might seem to be the best option for you. You know, it might, you know, again, have this flashiness to it. It might seem like the better option, you know, staying in Los Angeles because that's initially where you wanted to be. Or, you know, because you want to be able to tell people that you live in the city, that you don't live with your parents. And then, you know, option two might definitely seem like a slap in the face. But sometimes it might be the best decision for you. And I'll probably speak about that more in the next episode. But I hope you guys learn from this episode. There is so much that goes behind making decisions and not making decisions based on the patterns that you've used in the past. Again, you saw where it got you. You saw how your life turned out by bringing certain people with you, along with you, alongside of you. But now that you see and recognize different things, you're able to say, okay, well, I'm not going to make that decision based on what I feel, based on what my heart is telling me. But I'm going to actually go according to what God is telling me because I know that his thoughts aren't my thoughts. I know that his will is not my will. And I know that he knows what's best for me. And I know that I've tried to make the best decision for me in the past and it failed. So again, I hope you guys learn from this episode, and until next time.